This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of May, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you have come here to realize yourselves. Consider yourselves to be souls and listen to the Father, the Supreme Soul. Practice remaining soul conscious. Question. What should you reply to people who ask you, children, if you have had a vision of a soul? Answer. Tell them, yes, we have had a vision of a soul. A soul is a point of light. It is the soul that has good and bad sanskars. We have now received all the knowledge of souls. Before we had a vision of a soul, we were body conscious. We have now received God realization and self realization from the Supreme Soul. Song. Neither will he be separated from us, nor will there be any sorrow. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard this song. Spiritual children sing this through their bodies. None of them would say that they will sacrifice themselves to sages or holy men. You children know that we have to go back with him and leave our bodies here. This is why it is said, we will shed these bodies and go back home with the Father. The Father has only come in order to take us back with him. This is a matter of great understanding. Children are calling out, come and make us impure ones pure. So what should I do? I will not leave you behind here. This whole world is impure, and the Father has come to take you from this impure world to that pure world. He would take us souls back with him. You know that this whole world is vicious. If you called someone vicious and impure, he would get upset. You have to explain to people very tactfully. Praise the One Father. You children have now received this knowledge. You have to talk very sensibly. When you see that someone is asking too many questions, just say that you are still weak in this and that our senior sister will come and reply to you. Say that it is Shiv Baba who speaks. God speaks. All human beings are impure. Impure beings cannot be called God. Because people are impure, they call out to the purifier. Bodily beings cannot be called God. Incorporeal Shiva is called God. There are many temples to Shiva. Only when they understand this aspect will they then be able to remain here. First of all, tell them, God Shiva speaks. Shiv Baba says, constantly remember me alone. He doesn't have a body of his own. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have their own subtle bodies and they are visible. That one is not visible. He is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You also say, I, a soul, shed one body and take another. You have had a vision of yourself, the soul. On the path of devotion, people do intense devotion in order to have a vision. However, those who do devotion have never had a vision of God. They don't know what he is at all. They simply say that he is incorporeal. It is the soul who speaks. Sanskars too are in each soul. When a soul leaves his body, neither the soul nor the body can speak. A body cannot do anything without a soul. First of all, recognize the soul. You will only be able to recognize the Father through him. Since a soul cannot know or see himself, how could he have a vision of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? Although they speak of a wonderful star sparkling in the center of the forehead, no one knows that a part of 84 births is recorded in the soul. Human beings are totally body conscious. The Father says, now become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and then listen to me. It is the soul who listens, and there has to be the Supreme Soul who explains to souls. It is human beings who explain to human beings. No one has any knowledge of souls. This is why it is said that you first have to know the soul. Realize the self. The soul himself asks, how can I realize the soul? No one knows how a whole part is recorded in each soul. None of the sages or sannyasis can tell you these things. The Father has to come himself to make you realize yourself. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and listen to me. The incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This conversation can only take place when souls meet the Supreme Soul. The world doesn't know when the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes or how he comes and explains. Because people don't know this, there are conflicting opinions. All of that depends on the scriptures. The Father says, you are not able to realize me or yourselves from any of those. They say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. What would happen by saying that? Who would then make us pure from impure? Who would make us Trikaldashi? No one else could then give us this knowledge of souls or the Supreme Soul. This is why you say that the souls who don't know their Father are atheists. Those people then say that those who don't perform devotion are atheists. You children don't do any devotion. You have many good pictures. Everything is explained in the pictures. If someone hasn't seen a world map, how would he know where America or London is? They would only know that when the teacher shows them a map and explains to them. This is why you have had the pictures made. However, no one is able to understand the detail. Where did those of the Sun Dynasty claim their kingdom from? How did the Moon Dynasty then claim their kingdom? Did they battle with those of the Sun Dynasty? You understand that everyone receives their inheritance from the One Father. Those of the Sun and Moon Dynasties are the masters of the world. There are no other religions for there to be any question of a battle with anyone. You now understand that you are becoming the masters of the world. It isn't that there was a battle, and that the Moon Dynasty defeated the Sun Dynasty. No, they are both separate dynasties. You now have all the knowledge of all the pictures in your intellects. When students study at school, all that knowledge is in their intellects. Little children are shown pictures in books, such as, this is an elephant, and that this is so-and-so. You now know this drama. You have the whole cycle in your intellects. All of these things are new, and only those who belong to the Brahmin clan will understand these things. Others will just sit and debate uselessly. It isn't that everything will be explained to everyone at the same time. No, you have to explain to each one individually. It is a rule that they first have to understand the father and souls before they sit in class. Otherwise, they won't be able to understand anything. They will just continue to have doubts. You have to explain that there is only the one God and that he is the highest on high. Even deities cannot be called God. You have now received the knowledge of souls. It is souls who experience the fruit of action. Sanskars are in each soul. The soul listens through these organs. Bhagwan, God, the Father, is only one, and you receive the inheritance from him. Baba has said, have the faith that each of you is a soul and that you have to connect your intellect in yoga to the Father. You have been doing devotion for birth after birth. The worshippers of Hanuman continue to remember Hanuman, and the worshippers of Sri Krishna will continue to remember Sri Krishna. It is now explained to you that you are souls and that the Supreme Soul is your Supreme Father. It is only by remembering him that you will receive the inheritance from the Father, who is the Creator of heaven. We will definitely be in heaven. Bharat used to be heaven. Heaven doesn't exist now. So there is no kingdom of heaven. In hell, it is the kingdom of Ravan. You didn't know anything about how you ruled your kingdom or how you then came down. You now know that you definitely have to come down while taking rebirth. The Father says, now remember me and you will become pure and receive your inheritance of heaven. When we belong to the Father, we receive the Father's inheritance. However, until we become Satopratan from Tamopratan and become pure by having yoga, we cannot receive the inheritance. The Father says, by remembering me, your sins will be absolved, and you will become conquerors of sinful actions. This is a guarantee. This explanation has to be given. Some will understand, whereas others who are hot-headed will begin to shout loudly. There will be someone or other who will create obstacles. If anyone creates upheaval, tell him, come by yourself to understand this. There is a rule here that you have to stay in a furnace, a bhatti, for 7 days in order to understand all of these things. Because this is new knowledge, people get confused. When a new centre is opened, there needs to be someone clever there who can explain to everyone. God of all is one and all souls are brothers. The Supreme Soul is the Father of all. People call out, O Purifier, come. Therefore, he must definitely be pure. He never becomes impure. Only the Father comes and purifies the impure. In the Golden Age, all are pure. In the Iron Age, all are impure. There are many who are impure and very few who are pure. Not everyone will go to the Golden Age. Those who become pure from impure will go to the pure world. All the rest will go to the land of Nirvana. You also know that not everyone in the world will come here to take directions. It would be difficult for you to give directions to the whole world. It is now the time of settlement for everyone. Everything has to be destroyed. A very good method to explain all of this is needed, so that people will sit and listen to it all peacefully, without making a disturbance. First of all, give the Father's introduction. Shiv Baba alone is the purifier. Only he explains to us. This expression of the Gita is very well known. The purifier Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." These words are only connected with the Gita. Shiv Baba said, "Remember me. I am the almighty authority, the purifier. I am the bestower of the knowledge of the Gita and the ocean of knowledge." These words are from the Gita. It is just that people say that they are versions of God Sri Krishna, whereas you say that they are the versions of God Shiva. God is incorporeal. He never takes rebirth. He takes a divine and unique birth. He himself explains, "I enter an ordinary old body, which is called the lucky chariot." He creates creation through Brahma. This is why a human being is named Brahma. From being corporeal Brahma, he becomes a pure, subtle angel. The Father comes to purify the impure. Therefore, he would definitely come into the impure world and enter an impure body. This is a detailed explanation. First of all, explain that God says, "Remember me as you did in the previous cycle, and your sins will be absolved. Become pure from impure." They even sing, "O purifier, come." The Ganges exists all the time. Since you call out, he must definitely come from somewhere. The purifier comes to play his part of purifying the impure. The Father says, "You were pure, and you then had alloy mixed into you. That can only be removed with the power of yoga. When you become pure, you will go to that pure world, and this impure world will be destroyed." Imbibe very well everything that is explained to you. We simply praise the Highest on High Father. The Unlimited Father explains that you have become very impure while playing your parts of 84 births. You were pure at first, and you have now become impure. Now, by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you will become pure. You have been coming down the ladder on the path of devotion. This is a very easy thing. Let it sit in the intellects of you children. Wake up early in the morning and churn the ocean of this knowledge, and then explain to anyone who comes to you. Note down the main points of the Murli, and then repeat them to yourself, so they become firm in your hearts. The first and foremost thing is to remember the Father. The Father says, "Man above, remember me and your sins will be absolved." Whether you do this or not is up to you. you have received the Father's order. If you want to go to that pure world, your intellect's yoga should not be diverted to this impure world. Don't indulge in vice. You continue to receive many explanations. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Wake up early in the morning and churn the ocean of this knowledge. Note down and repeat to yourself whatever the Father tells you, and then tell that to others. First of all, give everyone the Father's introduction. In order to go to that pure world, remove your intellect's yoga from this impure world. Blessing. May you be a number one businessman and use every second and thought to accumulate an income and thereby become a multi-millionaire. A number one businessman knows the way to keep himself busy. A businessman means someone who doesn't waste a single thought, but earns something with every thought. Just as those businessmen use every penny and make it into multi-millions, in the same way, when you earn something at every second and with every thought, you will become a multi-millionaire. By doing this, your intellect will stop wandering, and the complaint of having wasteful thoughts will finish. Slogan: those who ask for anything can never have the full treasure of happiness. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. Only those who are constantly seated on the seat of a Master Almighty Authority can remain constantly unshakable and immovable. Bapdada says, even if you have to shed your body, you must not let go of your happiness. Money is nothing compared to that. For those who have the treasure of happiness, nothing is difficult. And because Bapdada is always with you, constantly cooperative, serviceable children, there is nothing to be afraid of. Om Shanti.